Cats. The lion is the king of cats, though there are some who think that the tiger has a better claim to the throne. In point of size and strength, there is not much difference between these two animals. The lion appears larger, on account of his shaggy mane, but specimens of the tiger have been taken whose measurement was equal to that of the largest lion. Otherwise, the tiger is decidedly superior in courage, in address, and in beauty. In fact, the royal tiger is one of the most beautiful of animals, while the lion, notwithstanding the great fame he enjoys, is among the very ugliest of brutes. These two powerful creatures often meet in the jungles of India, and try their strength in single combat. It is not decided which is superior in prowess, since victory is sometimes on one side and sometimes on the other. No doubt this depends on the individuals who may engage, for lions are not all alike, nor tigers neither. Both differ in strength and courage, just as men do, and this difference is caused by a variety of circumstances, such as age, size, season of the year, nature of the country, and climate, and many like contingencies. Remember that the lion is found both in Asia and Africa, and nowhere else. He inhabits the whole of Africa, from the Cape to the shores of the Mediterranean, and there are three well-marked varieties on that continent. In Asia, he is only found in its southern part, that is, in the tropical and subtropical regions, and there are also two or three varieties of the Asiatic lion. With regard to the tiger, he is altogether an Asiatic. There are no tigers in Europe, Africa, and America. Of course we mean in their wild state, and the stories of tiger hunts in Africa and America, frequently to be met with in books and newspapers, are the narratives of mere ignorant travelers who confound the royal tiger with several species of spotted cats, of which we shall presently speak. We may add that the tiger, although exclusively Asiatic, is not exclusively tropical in his haunts. Tigers are more abundant in the hot jungles of India and some of the larger islands of the Indian Ocean than elsewhere, but they have also been observed far to the north of the Himalayan chain on the great steppes that extend almost to the confines of Siberia. To continue the monarchical analogy, there are four cats that may be called the princes of the family. These are the jaguar, the leopard, the panther, and the hunting leopard, or cheetah. The first of these is exclusively American, the other three African and Asiatic. They are all for what are termed spotted cats, that is, having black markings on a buff or yellowish ground. I need not add that they are all beautiful creatures. A superficial observer would easily mistake the one for the other, and in common phrase they are indifferently termed leopards, panthers, and even tigers. But the naturalist and even the furrier knows that they are four distinct species. I shall endeavor to point out as briefly as possible some marks that will enable you to distinguish them. In the spots we find a tolerably good criterion of the species. Those upon the body of the jaguar are not spots, but rather what may be termed rosettes. So too the black markings of the leopard and panther are rosettes, that is, irregular black rings enclosing an open space of the yellow ground. On the contrary, the spots upon the hunting leopard are real spots of a uniform black, and consequently this animal is easily distinguished from the other three. He differs from them also in shape. He is longer in the legs, stands more upright upon them and can run more swiftly than any of the cat tribe. In fact, he has a tendency towards the nature and habits of the dog, and might be appropriately termed the cat dog, or the dog cat, whichever you please. It is on account of his canine qualities that he is sometimes trained to the chase. Hence his specific name of the hunting leopard. He inhabits both Asia and Africa. But how are the jaguar, leopard, and panther to be distinguished from one another? The jaguar easily enough from the other two. His rosettes have a black point in the center, which is wanting in the rings of the panther and leopard. Besides, the jaguar is a larger and more powerful animal. Humboldt and others have observed specimens of the jaguar nearly equal in dimensions to that of the royal tiger himself, and his feats of fierce prowess in the forests of Spanish America are scarce eclipsed by those of his congener in the jungles of India. Human beings are frequently his victims, and settlements have been abandoned on account of the dangerous proximity of the jaguars. His range in America is pretty nearly coterminal with the Spanish territories, including, of course, Brazil and Guiana, and excluding the country of Patagonia, where a smaller species takes his place. In all these countries, he is misnamed tiger, tigre. Hence the anomalous stories to which we have alluded. We may add that there is a black jaguar in tropical America, just as there is a black panther in Asia. In neither case is it a different species, only a variety as regards color. In all other respects, the black and yellow kinds are alike. Even on the black ones, the spots are observable in a certain light, being of a deeper hue than the general ground color of the skin. Thus, then, it is easy to distinguish a cheetah from a jaguar, or either from a leopard or panther, but with regard to these last two, the distinction is more difficult. In fact, so much are they alike that the two species are confounded even by naturalists. And it is yet an undecided point which is the leopard and which is the panther. That there are two distinct species is certain. The London furrier knows that there are two kinds of skins, which he distinguishes mainly by the feel. But the learned zoologist, Temminck, has pointed out a difference in the anatomical structure. Both animals are natives of Africa, and both were supposed to exist in Asia, but it is doubtful whether that known as the leopard extends beyond the limits of the African continent. The panther is that one which is a little heavier in the body, more cat-like in shape, and of a deeper yellow in the ground color. But perhaps the truest distinction is found in the tail, which is longer in the panther than in the leopard, and consists of a greater number of vertebrae. The panther is a well-known animal in India and the Asiatic islands, and, as already stated, there is a dark-skinned variety, commonly known as the Black Panther of Java. Taking the cat family according to size, the next that deserves mention is the cougar, or puma. This is the panther of the Anglo-Americans, and the lion, león, of the Mexicans and South Americans. His color is a uniform tawny red, or calf color, and he is inferior to the jaguar in size, strength, and courage. Notwithstanding, he is a formidable animal, and has been known to attack and destroy the larger mammalia. When wounded, or at bay, he will also defend himself against a human enemy, and there have been instances of hunters, both white and Indian, having succumbed to his strength. His range extends over nearly the whole continent of America, but he more particularly affects the deep shadow of the forests, and, like the jaguar, he is a tree climber. He has no claim to the title of lion, except from some resemblance in color, and no doubt it was this that led to his misnomer among the early settlers of Spanish America. The ounce comes next. Of all the large cats, this is the least known, either to naturalists or hunters. We only know that such a species exists, that it is a native of Western Asia, Persia, and perhaps Arabia, that it is an animal nearly as large as the leopard or panther, but of stouter build and clumsier shape, that it is covered with long woolly hair of a pale yellow color and spotted, not so distinctly as the true leopards, from which it is easily distinguished both by its form and color. The name ounce is from buffon, but this specific appellation is also applied to the jaguar of America, the jaguarundi, or lesser jaguar of Paraguay, and even to the ocelot. The Rimau d'Hahn is one of the most beautiful species of cats. It is of a yellowish-ground color, not spotted like the leopard, but marked with broad black bands and patches. In other words, clouded. It is not so large as either of the species described. It is a tree climber, and lies in wait for its prey in the forks of the lower limbs, where it also goes to sleep. From this habit it derives its name, Dalian, which, in the Sumatran language, signifies the fork of a tree. Not unlike the Rimau d'Hahn, both in size and markings, is the Nepal cat, a species, as its name imports, found in Nepal, in the mountain forests. The serval is a spotted cat, black upon a pale yellowish ground, and considerably larger than the domestic species. It is a native of South Africa, and its skin is prized among the Kaffirs for making their fur cloaks, or karosses. The ocelot is about equal in size to the last named, and equally prized for its beautiful skin, which is clouded with an admixture of spots and stripes upon a ground of yellowish gray. It belongs to Spanish America, more especially Mexico, and it is said to have been this animal that is represented on the hieroglyphical paintings of the ancient Aztecs. More probably, its nobler congener, the jaguar, which is also found in Mexico, is the animal that held this distinction in the land of Anahuac. In Central and South America, there are a great many species of striped and spotted cats, known generally as tiger cats. The ocelot is one of these, but there are also the pampas cats, the chatai, the jaguarundi, the margay, the false margay, and many others. Numerous species, too, exist in the forests of India, as also in the great tropical islands of Java, Sumatra, Borneo, and the Philippines. There is yet a section of the cat family to be described. These are the lynxes, or cats with short tails and long ears, the latter erect, and at the tips pointing inward or towards each other. Of the lynxes, three species are found in North America. The largest of these is the Canada lynx, which in point of size approaches the smaller species of leopards. The color of this animal is of a reddish gray, with spots very indistinctly marked. Its fur is long, and its skins form one of the principal articles of the Hudson's Bay trade. The Canada lynx is not found so far south as the United States, but its place is there occupied by the bay lynx, a smaller species, and one very similarly marked, except that the rufous tint on the back and sides of the latter is deeper, and the spots more pronounced. Still further south is a third species, only made known to naturalists within the last few years. It inhabits Texas, and is hence called the Texan lynx. It is of a darker red than either of the preceding, but in other respects, size, shape, and habits, it is almost identical with the bay lynx. both range to the Pacific. Of the lynxes of the Old World, there is the common or European lynx, which is still found in several European countries. The caracal, a native of Africa and part of Asia, the booted lynx, also indigenous to both continents, the chaos, belonging to the country of the Marathas, the catalo, a large species of northern Europe, the Nubian lynx of North Africa, and the southern lynx, a native of Spain. It may be added that there is scarce one of these species of which there are not two or more varieties, known only to those who have made a study of the kingdom of nature.